In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Hello, Steve Newell.
Good afternoon. I love being raved at about something that I need to watch. Okay. It's a good feeling.
I've been digging. I don't know how far we are through, but I'm some way through the last season, the final season of Atlanta. There's a great episode, Steve, that you can enjoy.
Oh, that's so good. I was singing the praises of that show just the other week and got stuck in one of those situations where it's like, I really want to watch this at the right time. And the right time has continued to elude me.
I find that for me, this is just coming from, you know, my personal experience, I need to be in good shape to watch Atlanta. I feel like I can't be half asleep. I need to be like, have my wits about me to really get into it and enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a bring your A game show. And I think that, you know, there might be other shows or films that it's like, oh, this is real heavy. So I need like Mac. Not tonight. Mm-hmm. But Atlanta's more like, I think I want to bring my best self to that show. Mm. And John, look, I haven't really been my best self for the last week or so. You know, show the other day. Mm-hmm. Just been a bit busy in that.
Oh, yeah. Have you had the opportunity to watch any film or TV series?
Oh, I have, you know.
Okay.
That's lucky, eh?
Yeah, thank God.
Thank God for that. So the film that has launched 1,000 ships of gossip over the past couple of months, Don't Worry, Darling, is out in cinemas here this week. This is Olivia Wilde's film starring Florence Pugh and Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. Caused a big flap at the Venice International Film Festival when reports of a big feud between its star and director were not dissipated at all by anything that happened in the press conferences or red carpet. Mm-hmm. One of those films where, look, if it wasn't about the thing that it's about, which is a woman in an idyllic-seeming 50s community and her relationship to her husband, and it's kind of also a bit of a saucy movie as well, but, oh, what secrets are the men hiding? Then all these things that happened in the production might just be gossip and fade away, but it's kind of indivisible from the film itself now. A film that is about... it's about... I'm trying not to spoil it. I've got to try really hard. Oof. It's about a lot of the same stuff that people are talking about in relation to the film. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that happened that also adversely affected the film is that to kind of head off a lot of the gossip, filmmaker Olivia Wilde has been really talking up a big game of what this film is. Talking about how crucial the feminism of the film is, talking about its portrayal of female pleasure. And that stuff is not really borne out by what happens on screen. Mm-hmm. However, without going into spoiler territory, I'm glad I saw it. I did not like this movie, but I'm glad I saw it. And I think that many people will be in the same boat of just seeing what all the fuss is about. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a train wreck. But I think if you like a good train wreck, if you like exploring the gossipy headlines a bit further, or if you just like gawking at Harry Styles or Florence Pugh, then there are quite a few reasons to see this film.
Good looking cast, probably half the reason why it's done okay at the box office.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a all publicity is good publicity. That expression is such a load of horseshit. Like, it's just not true. But sometimes it is, and this is definitely one of those times. Tell you what, though, I am definitely Team Pugh, and this film is lucky to have her. If it wasn't for her lead performance in this film, we'd be talking about like something that's maybe like a one-and-a-half-star movie.
How does Harry Styles go on screen? Is he a good actor?
Oh, he's a musician.
Okay, all right. Say no more.
I hope that answered the question.
Now, Steve, what else? What else have you been digging into?
If you are into an intense night at home, then there's a great film that surfaced on Netflix in the last like week or two called Athena, and this is a film that is cut from the kind of intense one location or you know, not one room, but intense kind of boxed in claustrophobic type of film that Assault on Precinct 13 or The Raid is. Mm-hmm. This is set on a French housing estate. After a teenager is killed by some cops, a housing estate goes into absolute meltdown and a huge standoff starts between the youngsters there and authorities. Mm-hmm. This film is phenomenally good looking. This is stylish, jaw-dropping. It opens with a one-shot, like a digitally stitched together one-shot, a technically impossible one-shot that's been made into one that goes for maybe up to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the film kind of struggles to recover from it because it is such a stunning opening. But by the time it wraps up, you've really been exposed to really, really stylish, intense violence and also some great performances. I'm going to murder the director's name. I want to say his name is Roman Gavra. He's directed music videos for MIA, mm-hmm. Justice. He did a memorable video for Justice for their song Stress, which, like this film, was set in the estates of France. There's lots of Molotov cocktails. There's about approximately 1.8 billion Roman candles get set off in this film. You've got, you know, teenagers firing huge volleys of Roman candles down at cops with riot shields. Mm. Let's just say if you've ever wanted to see the police shot with fireworks, Netflix has a movie that has been made with you in mind.
The name of the film again, Steve.
It's called Athena. A-T-H-E-N-A. Every single person should put this on their watch list and watch it. Strong recommendation.
Okay. Very, very strong, Steve.
Yeah, it's one that, I don't know if this is a film that will be going in 2 years' time. Gosh, that was an amazing movie. But considering how absolutely dire most of the films that go straight to Netflix actually are, this is a rare occasion where they've bought or funded something that's... really good watch. Biggest screen you can find. Crank that shit up loud. Put your fireworks somewhere you can't grab them because you'll probably want to set them off.
How shocking is the level of violence?
Good question. As I reflect on that...
Is it like a green room type?
No, there's no... amputations.
Yes.
There's no... Actually, the degree of on-screen violence is not... incredibly shocking. There are quite a few throughout the film, whether it's a scene of violence or not, while there's all this kind of pyrotechnic stuff going on, while there's all this really flashy filmmaking and how do they do that shots, at the same time Gavra really likes putting the camera on someone's face, filling most of the screen, and often like these are guys like moving from one side of the housing estate to the other while all sorts of shit's going on around them. Like it's the urban French version of 1917, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. and that with that kind of intensity. So with a lot of stuff focused on faces, there'll be like an incredibly violent murder by beating happening, but the camera is fixed on the head and shoulders of the guy dishing it out rather than you know, seeing the grotesqueness of the outcome. So low on gore, not low on making you feel disturbed by what you're watching. Mm-hmm. Definitely stuff there that's troubling. But really powerful, really visually arresting film. And, sometimes you just want to feel something. Mm-hmm. Sitting on your couch, yes. A sense of...
All right, this is great.
Stress and urgency.
Yeah.
Watch Athena. Maybe don't watch Don't Worry, Darling. Oh, no, we all want to see what it's about. You want to see what it's about.
All right, anything else, Steve?
I reckon that's us.
All right, mate. Hey, thank you very much.
I want to catch up on bloody Atlanta. Just got to get in that right frame of mind.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much, and we'll
see you next week.
Next week.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.